KFAEDQ. KFAEDQ, man. KFAEDQ on the mobile.
WADG, WARC1, do you copy?
Yeah.
WADG, WARC1, do you copy?
Yeah, go ahead, John. WADG.
Okay, you're not copying me because I'm not even getting any chirps or beeps.
I'm hearing both of you, KFAS.
Yeah, so am I. It's on his end. He's got a really weak signal. He's at -117, so for where he's at, he should be in a lot better shape. He's also not pushing out the right radio ID, and yeah, there's something that's off here. Do you have Detroit in that thing?
If you hear me, yes, I do, and it's the radio ID that's been in this radio since day one.
Okay, that's because of your other part of the radio, right? I'll just call you on the phone. Good evening.
Happy. Thank you. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, and good luck. Can't beat us.
Anyway, RCY.
Good evening.
Received you love, sir. High power.
WAPD testing.
WAPD out.
Hey, what's up?
Morning.
Hey there. Did you get my files?
Oh, stop scanning you. Can you hear me now?
For what it's worth, Wally, I hear you.
Yeah. So what's going on here? I'll be right back. WAPD.
WAPD and ADD out.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had scan on and I was jumping back and forth, sorry.
Okay, you should have those files.
I sent you a picture. The software won't let me download it. It says the file type was removed.
All right, why do you have so many problems? That's Dropbox. I'll take a look.
Can you drop it in Discord?
It's 700 megabytes. I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not. That's weird. I don't know why. If it's a .exe, that's probably why they removed it.
All right, I'll check in it. It was a zip file. All right, I'll check on it. Give me a minute.
Nothing's ever easy.
Yeah, that's why they pay people to do this.
Motorola would just give me my damn software. It would be easy.
Yeah, you did that, like, commercial license thing and our commercial account or whatever, and then they're supposed to put you in the download list or whatever.
Yep, submitted it. You have to wait 7 to 10 days.
That's weird. They gave me an account right away. But I don't think I can download anything. I was just going in there, I'm being proactive in case I ever decide I want to go down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, I have an account. I just have to get a commercial or a business account so I can download software, and that's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, I've been happy with this Kinect system thing. I got the roaming, and I got voting working, and supposedly you can do GPS roaming, but I haven't figured out how to do that yet. I think it's a special firmware.
I need to figure out how to turn on FTP on this thing, not that I really care, and I need to get roaming set up, and then I'll be content, and then I can replicate it tomorrow on the R7.
Yeah, you're going to have fun and you're going to enjoy it. Just take it slow. It's a little bit more daunting than the Anytone, but in the end, I think it's worth it.
There's definitely some quirks to it. It's different, but it's not the worst. But I think once I figure it out, it's kind of the same across the board, which I like.
Wish they had, like, some kind of promiscuous mode. I know they have receive groups, but those are kind of annoying sometimes.
Yeah, there's receive groups. I want to get roaming set up, but that requires, looks like, not quite a bit of effort, but things I don't know I need to get. So I'll figure that out down the road, but I also really don't need it. I don't travel that much, especially not with an HD.
I'll just send you the code plug to do that. That's not too bad. that's a lot of work, but just copy and paste that.
All right.
I don't know why it's not in this file. Give me another second here.
The weird thing is it has me on Detroit. I'm roaming, and it says Detroit's a better experience, so I don't understand that because Mount Clemens is closer.
Wally, I just sent you an invite to a folder I made on my Google Drive. You should be able to just upload it in there.
It is not letting me upload anything.
Hold on. I don't know why. You're an editor. It says organize, add, and edit. There you go.
Okay, it looks like you're going to get it twice.
Fine by me. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you hate VD. And also, what are you talking on right now?
I'm on the XPR.
It sounds kind of hot. Like it's over-modulating or over-driven. You can turn that down.
I have AGC on, and it's probably because the room I'm sitting in is loud. There's a TV blaring, kid shows behind me, and my kid's yelling, but I'll double-check.
Yeah, see if you can turn it down. I'll look at your code plug. Is this your code plug right here, 7550CTB?
Yeah. Where is it? Yeah, XPR7550 is the name of it.
I'll look at it. W.A. Victor W.
Right,
you want to hear what they're putting in my subdivision? AT&T fiber optic.
Hopefully at an introductory rate that you can lock in for 2 years and enjoy the low latency.
Yeah, well, the subdivision behind me, they've already started digging. All the flags are up and everything else like that. So, I'm excited.
That's a big upgrade. I've been patiently waiting for it to come out to my area, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I think if fiber comes out to your area, you're going to say it's time to move because there's going to be too many people.
That would be a very good indicator. You're right.
Well, if anything, it'll make Comcast competitive because they only know how to do one thing, and that's increase their rates.
That's a fact, but sadly, they are the best ISP in southeastern Michigan at this point. Although I've been extremely happy with Starlink.
I assume you're on Starlink right now because you're a hotspot. It's kind of impressive if it's going up to space and then back down.
No, I'm on Spectrum right now. Starlink's just a failover. I only have the 100 meg unlimited plan. Spectrum's the primary because it's big.
This is KF8 EDQ on the mobile, statewide one.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec, trying the test from a park.
Good copy, Darren. Cash in loud and clear. 101 on the RSSI on the last hertz. NAWRO, Richmond.
Thank you. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec.
Anytime. NAWRO, clear as well.
Echo Tango Quebec, trying to figure out if my DMR or whatever the heck thing at home is functioning or not. It may or may not be as of current. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec, trying to see if I get onto MI Statewide 1.
KF8, GBH, I hear you.
KCARWW, testing on Statewide 1. KCARWW, testing Statewide 1.
KCARWW, WARAT. Just want to give you a little audio signal report, let you know that you are loud and clear.
WARIT, thank you very much for coming back to me, sir. Glad to hear that it is working well.
Okay, that seemed a little odd here. I'm trying to get in. Okay, very good. Well, I'm going to let you go. Just want to give you that little tip here just to let you know you are being heard and doing very well. And I'm thinking you and I probably got licensed roughly around the same time. I think I got my ticket about July of 2008. 2001 or so, I think, is when I got my ticket. I used to be KC8RVF, so RWW were pretty close how they came to it, giving them out alphanumerically. Anyways, I'm winding on down, so I'm going to check a couple things and head off to Hay very shortly here. So just wanted to let you know that you were being heard. 7-3, have a great night. W-A-R-I-T.
W-A-R-I-T, thanks very much once again, sir. And, yeah, that sounds about right. That's probably about the time that I got licensed. So, yeah, thank you again for the signal report. Definitely appreciate it. Have a great night. 7-3, KC8, RWW, clear.